everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we have a really great blog post right now on the Mormon Channel blog about food storage. That is something that for sure can be very overwhelming, but it's something that a lot of people think about as they head into the new year. So later this week, we will have a fun video to go along with it. So be sure to go back to the Mormon Channel blog to check that out for sure. Well, along those same lines of food storage, that's going to be kind of our topic today. And we're going to be talking about seven mistakes that people make during food storage. People make a lot of mistakes, probably a lot more than seven, but an author who is a food storage professional put together this list, and she said she had a conversation with a young mom who had just started food storage. Now, food storage, getting food storage started is a sacrifice because it can be expensive, and you have to find somewhere to put all the food, and you don't really know what to buy. And so this young woman was talking to the author and said, oh, well, we decided to create food storage, and so we bought 20 bags of wheat, 60 pounds of honey. They were starting to look for powdered milk. Does this sound familiar to anybody? Well, the author asked the young mom, well, do you know how to cook 20 bags of wheat? And she kind of laughed, and she said, well, I guess if I need it, then I'll learn how to use it. But no, I don't. I don't know how to use it. I don't even have a wheat grinder. Well, that's a big problem. And that's one of the major mistakes with food storage, according to this author, is then other than not storing any food at all. So here are the seven serious problems that occur most often in food storing. Number one, lack of variety. Most people who have food storage just have things like wheat and milk and honey and salt. What are you going to make with those ingredients? Probably nothing very appetizing. Variety really is a key to a successful food storage. It's essential that you store other things, flavorings to go with those things, like tomato and bouillon and cheese and onions, and also include a really good supply of spices that you like to cook with. And these flavorings will allow you to do a lot of creative things with your grains. Also, be sure to add in some beans. That's another thing that changes up the consistency a lot and kind of mixes things up a little bit. Don't just store those staples that everybody kind of hears about, a big giant bucket of wheat. Also, be sure to include extended staples like store dehydrated or freeze-dried foods, as well as home-canned and store-bought canned goods. And make sure that you add in their cooking oil, shortening, baking powder, soda, yeast, powdered eggs. You can't cook even the most basic recipes without those items. So be sure to include those into your food storage. Number three, vitamins. Be sure to include vitamins. I haven't heard this one before, but vitamins are really important, especially if you have children, since children do not store body reserves of nutrients like adults do. So a good quality multivitamin and vitamin C are the most vital. Others can be added as your budget sort of permits. Next one, quick and easy psychological foods. So much of eating is psychological, and if you are only given things made with wheat to eat, then kids oftentimes will have the biggest problem with this. They don't want to eat anything. And actually, I read another article that says that children can starve in emergency situations if they don't have foods that they're familiar with, that they're used to eating, even snack foods, because they're already going through trauma in an emergency situation. And so familiar food can be a little bit of a comfort. So quick and easy foods can help you get through times when you're psychologically or physically unable to prepare your basic storage items. Think in terms of like meals ready to eat, canned goods, goodies like Jell-O pudding, candy, anything like that. It sounds frivolous, probably, but this expert says that through the years she's talked to a lot of people who have lived entirely on their storage for extended periods of time, and nearly all of them say that these items were the most helpful in their storage because it normalizes their situation and it makes it more bearable, basically. The next one, keep your food storage really balanced. Don't just buy pounds and pounds of one thing. Buy several items rather than a large quantity of one item. And if something happens to have a long life on your shelf, you'll fare far better having a 1 month supply of that variety than a year's supply of two or three items. And containers. So you'll want to find plastic buckets that can be lined with a food-grade plastic liner. And these can be found from packaging supply companies. And if your food isn't stored properly, it really just goes to waste. And then you've just flushed all that money down the toilet. So you really want to make sure that your food is stored properly. And the last one is to use your storage. Cycle through it. It's vital that you know how to use it, that your family becomes familiar with the things that you're storing. And that it's not just something that you have to learn to do under stress, that you already know how to do it when you're in that situation. And so it doesn't make a stressful situation much more stressful. Well, Stephen King said, actually, there's no harm in hoping for the best as long as you've prepared for the worst. True for sure. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.